What's up, everyone?
That's staying in there.
What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives. All right, another day in the archives.
Yeah, another botched intro.
Yeah, listen, okay. We got Miss Rachel going in the back. I'm real serious about my Miss Rachel. I take her very seriously.
We haven't been able to record an episode without Em watching Miss Rachel.
It keeps my focus. It makes me feel safe. I don't really have anything new. I've got really nothing.
This is four. Yeah. Episode four for spooky season.
In
case you're wondering, it's episode four. It's October.
It is. It's my favorite time of the year.
The weather is cold.
The best time of the year.
The leaves are falling.
The pumpkin is pumpkining.
All the haunted spooky spots are open.
Yes, my favorite time.
People are getting scared.
Yeah.
We're going to take the baby through Eastern State. I think she's due.
Give her, like, three more years.
13 months?
No.
13 months is perfect.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Although, I think if you get it out of the way now, she'll just be so, like...
She'll be one of those annoying teenagers that goes running through and is like, you're not scary.
You're not scary. Screaming in their
faces.
You're
here for the wrong reason then.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to come to be scared.
Right.
You're supposed to allow yourself to be scared.
Right, that's the fun in it.
That's the fun.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just paying to be annoying then?
Yeah.
You're just paying to go through the haunted house.
Yep, you're paying to be annoying.
All right, before we're here talking for hours and hours about spooky season, because I could, let's dive into what I have today for us.
I don't have a diving board thing. That would be a really good sound effect to put on here.
Yeah.
Water splash.
In this week's archive, I'm going to be pulling out the Whaley House.
Ooh, I've only heard of the Whaley House.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well... You're going to be hearing a whole lot about it from me today.
Well, that's great. I want to hear a lot about it. I only know of the Whaley House.
Yeah, well, I'm here.
Cool.
When most people think of San Diego, they picture undeniably gorgeous beaches, breezy, beautiful weather, and the vibrant culture and artistic attractions.
What about Full House? Oh, no, that's San Francisco.
I was going to say, wait, are you right?
Yeah.
But for those who have an affinity for the paranormal... San Diego's famous Whaley House is widely regarded as the most haunted house in America.
I didn't know it was the most haunted house in America.
Widely regarded. It depends who you ask.
I feel like every place is kind of like, depends upon who you ask.
Yes, right.
My house is the most haunted house, if you ask me.
If you ask me.
And there ain't nothing that goes on here.
The Whaley House is a Greek Revival-style residence and museum in Old Town San Diego, California. It is the oldest brick structure in Southern California, built in 1857. It is California Historical Landmark number 65 and is currently maintained by Historic Tours of America. From 1869 through 1871, the Whaley House became the gathering place for the entire San Diego community. Besides being the Whaley family home, it was also San Diego's first commercial theater, the county courthouse, and a general store. The home became such an integral part of the community that it was later the focal point in a battle between Old Town residents and New Town residents. The San Diego County government had been renting a portion of the Whaley House for its offices and records. Thomas Whaley, of Scots-Irish origin, was born on October 5th, 1823, in New York City. He was the seventh child in a family of 10. Whaley took over his father's successful business relations, then left New York on January 1st, 1849. He traveled to San Francisco during the California Gold Rush, where he engaged in business. He then went to San Diego in September of 1851. 2 years later, Whaley went back to New York and married his wife, Anna Eloise Delaney, on August 14th, 1853. Together, they returned to California, arriving in San Diego on December 7th, 1853. He did a whole lot of moving around
for the
first couple. He was going to New York, San Diego,
All over.
On August 22nd, 1857, the Whaleys moved into their new home, which is now known as the Whaley House. Thomas and Anna had six children: Francis Hilton, Thomas Whaley Jr., Anna Amelia, George Hay Ringgold, Violet Eloise, Corinne Lillian, Thomas Whaley Jr. unfortunately suffered from scarlet fever at 18 months old and sadly passed away on January 29th, 1858. Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh. Did you hear apparently the Black Plague's been in California?
Yeah, I did see that. What the heck?
It's California.
I mean, yeah, but like, what the heck? None of my business. Mm-hmm. After the death of baby Thomas and the loss of their store due to a fire, Thomas and Anna moved to San Francisco. In January 1859, Whaley turned his affairs in Old Town over to Frank Ames, who was a Wells Fargo agent. And in the summer of 1868, Thomas invested some of his new capital of stock and merchandise and headed back to San Diego. Thomas fixed up the old Whaley house, and Anna and the rest of the family arrived back home again to San Diego on December 12th, 1868.
Jeez.
I know. That's just going bouncing back mm-hmm. and forth. On January 5th, 1882, Violet Eloise Whaley and Anna Amelia Whaley were both married in Old San Diego. Violet married a man, George T. Bertolucci, and Anna Amelia actually disturbingly married her first cousin, John T. Whaley, son of Henry Hurst Whaley, inside the family home. However, unfortunately for Violet, just shortly after the wedding, her new husband revealed to her in a letter about his past. He was a con artist who only married Violet in the hopes of inheriting some of the Whaley family's fortunes. He vowed to prove his worthiness, Mr. and Mrs. Whaley would try to sever all contact. Suffering from a crippling depression, Violet sadly committed suicide by shooting herself in the chest with Thomas' .32 caliber on August 19th,
1885. I feel like that's rough for a female.
Yeah. She was then 22 years of age. Yeah, that's not usually how women choose to go. It's usually more, you know.
No, and just 22.
Yeah.
Man.
Her suicide note reads, "Mad from life's history, swift to death's mystery, glad to be hurled anywhere, anywhere out of this world." The suicide note is a passage from Bridge of Sighs, a poem by Thomas Hood. This particular poem is offered up by Edgar Allan Poe as an example of painting with words. He spoke of it, and it was referenced in his published works during his lectures.
I was going to say, I was like, that's very poetic.
I know. I was like, it's very, very poetic. Corinne Lillian Whaley was engaged at the time of her sister's death, but her fiancé broke off the engagement due to the scandal it raised. After these series of just absolutely tragic events, Thomas Whaley built a single-story frame home for his family at 933 State Street in downtown San Diego, and the family moved into the new residence, leaving the Whaley house vacant for over two decades. In 1890, Thomas Whaley passed away in their new home on State Street and never returned to the original Whaley estate. It sat abandoned, like I said, for close to 20 years. The Whaley house was neglected and in completely poor condition until Francis Whaley, their eldest son, decided to go back in 1909. After moving in, Francis set about restoring the property and entertaining tourists by playing his guitar and telling stories about the house's background. In the years that followed, most members of the Whaley family returned to live and eventually die in the original family home, including Francis, who passed away 1 year after his mother, Anna, in 1913.
It's kind of interesting that they all went back.
Right? Like, they move out of it. And then they all end up coming back.
It's like the house is like a draw to them.
Right?
Yeah, it's like Hill House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that show.
It's such a good one. Spooky.
Very spooky. After this history of success and deaths, the Whaley House remains well known as a haunted house. It is said that guests and the staff from time to time will catch a glimpse of the ghost of a Whaley family member who died inside the house, such as baby Thomas Jr., Violet, Anna, Francis, George, or Corinne Lillian Whaley. The house's stories are such told in magazines, movies, and television shows.
So that's like all of them. They all like died in the house.
Yeah, they're all still there too. The Whaley House's stories are told in magazines, movies, and television shows. But even before tragedy befell them, the Whaley family reported that their home was haunted by a poltergeist who they believed was the spirit of James Robinson, who was hanged on the land for stealing a boat before the Whaley House was even built.
Huh.
Yeah.
People claim, I mean, he died there. Yeah. Now they're claiming his land.
Yeah. So, Yankee Jim Robinson had a reputation of being a troublemaker in San Diego. He was a drunk and a horse thief and was just about despised by everyone in town. Everyone was itching to get rid of him once and for all, and it seemed that their chance had finally arrived. In 1852, Jim and two accomplices attempted to steal the Plutus, a ship. Although, Jim stated later on that he merely wanted to just borrow it. He wasn't trying to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to borrow.
Yeah, why not? If you borrow without permission, is stealing.
The three men were subsequently captured, and Jim suffered a head injury from a rusty sword. The men awaited trial. Jim was given no representation and was suffering from a debilitating fever from his head injury.
I was going to say, he had to be dying of infection anyway. Yeah.
His two accomplices were each sentenced to 1 year in prison. Troublemaker, drunk, and thief Yankee Jim was sentenced to the gallows.
To the gallows!
To the gallows! It is rumored that the tree where Jim was hanged was the same plot of land where the Whaley House would end up being built on. And it is rumored that Thomas Whaley actually witnessed the execution.
Hmm.
Nevertheless, reports have claimed a presence in the house where Jim was supposedly hanged.
Not Peeves.
Even the Whaley family themselves has made similar claims. So not only did the spirit of a boatjacking thief apparently haunt their property, Whaley House was also built atop of an old cemetery.
Oh, it's totally haunted. No question.
And I feel as though the more I speak, the more you can see why people said, most haunted house in America.
Yeah.
The Whaleys always heard footsteps in the home while passerbys reported seeing apparitions in the home's windows while nobody was home. During the home's restoration periods, visitors and construction workers later reported hearing unexplained sounds, sights, and even smells. Most people felt a foreboding presence while inside the home. This presence is believed to be James. He was known to torment the living by leaving muddy footprints and stopping on the floors into the later hours of the evening.
That's hysterical.
Right?
I would totally want to do that. If I was right? there, so I'd be like, I'm going to leave muddy footprints everywhere.
Right?
I mean, the dogs do it to me now.
Yeah. That's going to be your get back in the afterlife.
Yeah. Oh, just you wait, dogs.
Further adding to the spine-chilling stories of the home is that of the young infant Thomas Jr. He is said to be heard crying in the halls, giggling in the distance, and some people even claim to hear tiny footsteps. Which is so sad. He was so young. 18 months. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so upsetting.
Yeah. That's got to be rough. I mean, and you figure the parents, there's no... I feel you don't cope.
Yeah, no.
There's no... I guess, would it be cope? Like, you just don't deal with it.
Yeah,
You try, but you just can't get over it.
Right. A young woman's apparition is reported most on the home's second floor. Many believe this spirit to be that of Violet Whaley. Her longing to linger in the home is attributed to the fact that she would lock herself away in the second floor room while mourning the loss of her short-lived marriage. Cold spots are frequently felt throughout the home, and the stairwells are a hot spot for full-bodied apparitions. Thomas Whaley has even been seen wearing his favorite top hat and coat while looking down from top of the steps. Cementing the home's hauntings, sightings of objects moving on their own, swinging chandeliers, and lights turning on and off by unseen hands are also reported. The ghost of Anna Whaley is said to linger within the house, with some claiming to smell Anna's French perfume. Another story comes from a former Whaley House employee. People have reported seeing the apparition of a little girl in the dining room. The employee claims it's the spirit of Annabelle Washburn, a playmate of one of the Whaley children. The story goes that while she was outside playing, Anna ran into a low-hanging clothesline, breaking her neck.
Oh.
Thomas then found her and placed her in the dining room table where she died. However, no record of the incident or child is known to exist. So, if Annabelle Washburn never existed, who the hell is haunting that dining room?
Yeah.
The Whaley House has been featured in many historical documentaries, as well as wide variety of paranormal and sci-fi shows, including Sci-Fi's channel, Fact or Faked, Paranormal Files, and Travel Channel's America's Most Haunted, in which it was stated that the Whaley House was the most supernatural home in the United States. The Whaley House was mentioned in the 2007 animated movie Hellboy and Blood Iron, in which one of the characters references the paranormal entity, Mr. Yankee Jim.
Hmm.
Right? He's in the movie. He made the damn
thing. That's kind of cool.
Right?
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Isn't that cool? In 2012, the film Studio House, Although the film was shot on location at the historic Bembridge House in Long Beach, California, the history and ghostly legends of the Whaley House were used as a basis for the movie. In 2017, the house was featured in the first season of BuzzFeed's Unsolved Supernatural. I love BuzzFeed Unsolved for a paranormal investigation. The video has garnered over 12 million videos on YouTube as of 2021, so I'm sure by now it's probably...
Oh, a lot further than that, yeah.
A Ghost Files episode aired in 2022 featured the Whaley House as Shane and Ryan returned under Watcher, their new company, which was formed after BuzzFeed Unsolved. So they liked it so much, they went back a second time. As I previously mentioned briefly today, the Whaley House serves as a museum. You can book a tour today. They have multiple options. I personally think the coolest is the Whaley House After Hours Paranormal Investigation.
Oh, that sounds cool.
For $95, you'll have exclusive access to the very rooms where the Whaleys lived and died that are not accessible to the general public tours. You get to participate in actual paranormal investigations with experienced guides, get hands-on with the latest ghost hunting equipment, and learn the darker side of the Whaley House and the spirits that refuse to move on. And if you can't get yourself out there to see it, the Ghost Adventures Ghost File do it justice. But you know, I thought I can't have a place that people widely regard as... That people widely regard as the most haunted house in America and us not talk about it.
No.
Somebody had to.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're asking, like, so much. Built on top of a cemetery, how many people passed away in that house?
It's got, like, a... It definitely has...
You're asking for it.
Some kind of energy there, yeah.
For sure.
And it's wild with the little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, because if she didn't exist, okay, then who's the little girl that's haunting this? Who is she? Because they didn't have any little girls that, like, passed away.
Yeah, they were all older.
Right. So, riddle me that.
I mean, it kind of goes to the lighthouse in, Florida. What the heck was that one that I covered? St. Augustine.
Yes.
It's like the little girl in the St. Augustine lighthouse.
Yeah.
Where they just don't... She was there. She died in the cart, but nobody knows where she is.
Yeah, there's no official... Like, that's crazy. Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, that wraps it up for me and the Whaley House.
That was good. I liked it. I think it was a good way to set us up for next week, which is the big one.
Yeah.
It is an on-site recording.
We're doing our big one next week, guys. Yep.
On site, in person, maybe in costumes.
You know, we could do it.
I mean, you guys can't see it because we're not there yet with video.
You guys wouldn't be able to see. I could post a picture on the Instagram if you guys care.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we're working on it, but the video is not there yet. I guess they're going to have to check back next week as we dive into the strange and haunted here in the Ominous Archives. Oh, can't even say see it yet because you have to... Duh. You have to, like, rate and follow us. And
you have to like and subscribe and tell your friends and all the things. Email, and we're forgetting.
Email us at Ominous Archives.
Yes.
Go check out Sam at ScareMeSam.com or at her podcast, Scare Me Sam. I think that's it. Now. You can come back next week and check all that fun other fun stuff out that we're going to do.
Yes.
So, see ya.